This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Actually, this is Mary Goulet and Richard Otte.
Hey, hey.
So we are waiting for Steve to come rushing through the door any second now. I think it must have been caught in traffic or something.
There's a lot out there right now.
But there should not be.
I know it. Well, you know.
Well, everybody that's normally in college or at work is driving to or from the malls and doing it in a frantic state.
In a frantic state.
Or frantic, perhaps.
What is frantic?
Here he comes.
Mr. Ulscher.
Okay, we have to stop talking about him because he just came in the door.
He's here.
Sit down.
He is here. He made it.
All
Did you ride the motorcycle today?
Okay. My God. Happy New Year.
We are sounding
You know, radio
off.
Starts at an exact moment.
Radio waits for no one.
That's right.
Are we sounding off about traffic today?
Oh, man. We are sounding off about, how are you guys?
Excellent.
Excellent. Yay. Hi, Mary Willet.
Hello. Hello.
I feel better. I thought I wasn't going to make it in time. And
ooh, Lordy. Oh, man. It's like an airline. You know, it's like you're on that plane or you're not. Either way, the plane will take off.
It's a binary.
Ooh, hi, everybody.
Hello.
Oh, boy, you have a lot of energy.
Oh, man.
Today.
Oh, yeah, I am. All right. So, one of my favorite bumper stickers ever. I don't know if you guys have seen this one or not. Poor planning on your part
does not constitute
an emergency on mine. Love that one.
But you know what? It does not apply to children.
Oh, man.
Children do not plan, and it does become an emergency on our part.
That's sometimes I've come to realize our poor planning.
It's always poor planning. Yeah,
oh,
for sure.
I didn't get her to sleep in time. I didn't feed her on time. She's now throwing a tantrum at the park when we're going to leave early. Whose fault was it?
Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
I thought I turned it off.
That is awesome.
Well, you know what?
Yes.
Not to go down this rabbit hole of that, but to the point that is really starts with poor planning on our part, my kids are 17 and almost 15.
Yeah.
And if they forget something, it's like the house is completely blown up, even though I have said to them, do you have the proper shoes for school tomorrow? Do you have a sweater for mass? Do you have this? Mom, I'm fine. I'm good. I'm fine. And then next morning.
Yeah.
But if I pull and I told you so,
yeah,
not good. I just have to look at them like, really?
Do you think they're going to try to forget their bathing suits so they can get some new bathing suits when they get to Hawaii?
Oh, my gosh.
Is that right? A technique?
No.
That's actually, yeah, it's like yesterday. By the way, I don't know, like, how your YMCAs are. My impression of a YMCA has always been just sort of like this little, you know, happy little place to come and hang out and that sort of thing. And you get a gym and, you know, maybe just some old folks running around doing some stuff. The YMCA here, have you been to the YMCA in Claremont?
No, the one in
Claremont.
Yes.
On Balboa? Or?
The one, I don't know what street that is on. I think it's right off of Balboa. Anyway, long story short, my impressions of the YMCA has officially, like, completely been reinvented.
Yeah, well, you went to the ultimate wrong YMCA.
Which YMCA are you talking about?
YMCAs in general have changed. They're not what they used to be. The downtown one's still the same, but they're
okay. Wait, you guys got to give us some context.
All
are
right,
they
so?
Do you are you saying they used to be bad, now they're great, or they used to be great and now they're bad?
Well,
some of them are phenomenal
because the Encinitas
totally
one
different.
Is great.
Is it okay? So my impression, like from days of old, because I was a latchkey kid who was at the YWCA in Evanston, went there after school and then had to come home the whole nine.
Why'd you go to the young women's?
I don't know. My mom was like, what's closest? You go there. So do they even still have YWCAs?
I don't think so.
Like, that must have been like one of the last remaining YWCAs. But this is all circling back
to
planning.
You're going somewhere?
I'm going somewhere here with Rich's thinking around, you know, planning and do you not bring your swimsuit so you can get a new one, this, that, and the other. So there is what is it called? It's like a skate park. Yeah, but it's different because like you can do scooters there, and you can do BMX bikes there. This is the most unbelievable facility I have ever seen. Did you know what I'm talking
POD
about?
POD played there before.
Who did?
POD
at that skate park?
Yeah, for the kids while they were all skating.
Really?
It's amazing. That's why I said it's kind of binary. You either have really phenomenal ones or really crappy ones. And I think the crappy ones are disappearing.
So this facility is unbelievable. They must have like a 40-foot drop-in type ramp thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's unreal. And watching these kids go down these things on their skateboards and on their scooters now is a big thing. Like those little, you know, two-handy little put your feet on, like flips and...
I see where this is going.
Yeah, Encinitas does the same thing.
Right? So so my youngest... Actually, in this case, both of the boys want to go, but Isaiah, the older one, is more into it than Xavier. So he wanted to go there, meet a couple of buddies, and we're telling him, like, you know, why don't you bring your skateboard and your scooter? Because you may feel like doing one or feel like doing the other, and in this park, they do everything. And by the way, those they are nuts.
No fear.
I mean, they are just straight up nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, there is a... It doesn't look like it ever was a swimming pool, but right. They built it like a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
And it must be like 18 feet deep or something like that. I mean, it's insane. And these kids just like go off the and like drop straight in and somehow stay on whatever it is that they dropped in there with, like whether it's a bike or a skateboard or a scooter.
Well, and then if they tumble... They just like bloop, 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 and stand back up and go and get back on the top again.
Right?
Yeah. I'm broken. If I did it once, I'd be broken. God.
For like 2 weeks.
Seriously.
And that's the thing is like, so we get there, and of course, Isaiah, he was like, nobody rides scooters. The scooters are for dorks, and you know. Only the cool kids, they're like on the skateboard. I'm like, you might want to just bring your scooter just in case, right? So, of course, we go there. He had never been there before. So I think just the sight of this thing scared the bejesus out of him.
Yeah.
Because, like, you look around and I swear to God, I mean, just...
There were not two options. It's either or.
It's
either
like,
take the deep plunge or you don't play at all.
So there's, like, there's very few... And then, like the small little ramp kind of things, which is probably, like, I don't know, maybe 8 foot high by... Yeah. And then you drop down and then 8 foot high on the other side. The kids that are in there are, like, four.
Oh, my gosh. So the parents have a harder time with this than the kids.
Oh, man. So the kids, like you said, Rich, I mean, they're just absolutely fearless. So we get there, and, of course, he's like, oh, man, I probably should have brought my scooter, you know? And I was just like, dude, you know? And so, at that point, do you, A, go back to the house, maybe 15 minutes away, so it's like a half-hour round trip. Do you go back to the house, bring in the scooter? Do you say, tough toodles? And you're just going to have to deal with it, or do you buy him something from the facility? Like, what would you guys do?
The only way I'm buying something is if it's his Christmas present in advance.
Right? For the next 6 years.
There's no way I'm buying it just because they forgot it.
Right.
So,
I'd probably turn... I mean, if it was going to be an afternoon event,
yeah.
Go back and get the dang thing. Or this is what I would do.
Yeah, what would you
do? I would toss a scooter in the back of the car and just...
Anyway.
Even though he's like, nah, I don't need a scooter.
No, I absolutely would. All because right. They don't have the foresight.
So I'm a happy medium. I'd have done what Mary did, and then I would say, sorry, buddy, lucky we live close. We'll be back next time you'll bring the scooter.
Ah, okay. That's good.
That's true.
That's good strategy.
So is
right
he
there.
A good skater?
No, not at all. Like, not at all.
That's why he wanted the scooter.
Right? Yeah, I mean, like, on the scooter, I could see actually being able to do something reasonably well.
Balance-wise, you're holding on to something.
Right.
The handlebars.
But no, he's not a good skateboarder. He's getting there.
Does he skateboard on the street?
A little bit.
Because Porsche rips.
Really?
Porsche will just go out my front door, get on the skateboard, all the way down the street.
Don't you worry though? It's hilly though where you guys are.
Well, she doesn't take the steep hill. She'll take the straightaway, which is pretty level. But her and her friends, they're just like, you know, weaving and
just doing their thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
man.
She does it all the way downtown on the sidewalk.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like
it's
part
flat,
of it's part but, of learning how to talk growing up in Encinitas. It's like walking and talking.
Just
yes.
Never.
Yeah. I mean, you're. Your kids grow up there, like, you're strange if you don't skateboard.
Yeah, so it occurred to me as we were sitting there in one of those parental sort of stand-like areas where there's a viewing space for the mm-hmm. parents to kind of hang out, And I'm sitting there watching these kids, and I'm taking a few videotapes because what some of the things that they are doing are like crazy impressive. Yeah. I mean, like literally flips. Like you come up over this thing, down the ramp, up into this.
Grab their board, turn around.
And like even on the scooters. I don't even know how this kid did a front flip. Coming down off of this thing, up the ramp, and instead of going backwards like you might think and do like a back flip, somehow he did a front flip going forward. It's like, oh my God. And so anyway, long story short, as far as that's concerned, it really made me appreciate December in San Diego because like I was looking back at, you know, at the weather reports and back home in Chicago, it's like below zero. It's snowing. It's like, it's nasty. 1,500 flights canceled, you know, the whole nine. And here we are, palm trees, doing the skateboard and scootering and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I just thought I would do a quick little ode to our beautiful weather here in San Diego and encourage you that if skateboarding and scootering and BMXing is on the agenda, that you should check out that particular YMCA on Lake Claremont.
Oh, yeah. Because in Encinitas, too. I think
is there one
thing
like that?
Oh, my God. Tony Hawk built a facility.
Unreal. Yeah. Unreal. All right. Well, look, it's a new year coming up on us, and maybe a New Year's resolution for us will be we'll do a skate party. How about that? The Reinvention crew will get Wade on a skateboard, and we'll Wade's shaking his head, not so much.
No, he'll break, too.
All right, guys. Well, just go on the flat plains for now, and be very, very, very careful if you're going downhill too fast. Just like in life, you want to just go at the exact right speed for you at that exact right time. Oh man, yeah, no, just nothing there. All right, guys, we'll talk to you here next time on the Sound Off on Reinvention Radio. Take care.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Looking to be a successful entrepreneur? The virtual assistant industry continues to be a top choice for those looking to start their own business. The problem can be how to become a virtual assistant. Many turn to the Bible of the VA industry, the book, Virtual Assistant, the series, and it's the perfect guide for office managers, executive assistants, and other administrative professionals looking to make the transition from employee to successful business owner. Go to vatheseries.com to get your copy today.